Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. I'm in Washington, D.C. at the JW Marriott at the NFA fall meeting, and I'm with Ian Newton, the president of the NFA. Ian, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. Let's start with your business. You're also the general manager of Flooring 101 with seven locations in Southern California. How's business there?
The business is actually solid. We're happy. Retail's a little soft, but we've gained market share in our commercial, Main Street commercial, and property management. So all in all, we're in good shape.
Yeah. Okay. Any trends there? You seen any changes in the market?
Better products. We're selling better goods. Our salespeople have moved away from entry-level SPC, and we moved on to more WPC, higher-end laminate products, you know, higher-end carpet. Better goods. That's what the consumers are looking for, and that's what we want to sell.
Kind of on a national basis, we're hearing that there's a little less store traffic, but that when somebody comes in and buys, it's usually someone with, you know, money in the bank, more fluent person, so the average ticket's up a little bit. Is that what you're saying?
I would agree with that 100%. The average ticket price is up, and the average dollar amount spent, you know, per yard or per square foot is up.
How's carpet doing out there?
Carpets is actually growing. You know, high-end carpet's doing good, and the low-end carpet's doing good. The middle is a little off, but I think that the consumers may be a little tired of having hard surface everywhere. They're going back to a little bit more softer underfoot.
So the owner of Flooring 101 is Jimmy Poulos. How's he doing?
He is a dynamo. I mean, he keeps going. He's in the store 6 days a week. We can't keep him away.
That's great. That's great. Hands-on and passionate.
His health is good.
Let's go to the NFA. You had your business meeting yesterday, and you guys normally do a two-minute drill where everybody says, you know, kind of where business is with each one of them. There's 39 members now currently. So how was the drill?
I think the drill was actually more positive than I thought. I was a little wondering where we would be and what the feedback would be, but I would say the overall comment on it was flat to up, which I think is good in this market.
Tell you, we just did our top 100 retailers, and the business overall, just pure retail, is down 9%. So if you're flat to up, you know, usually the bigger guys do a little bit better because they've got scale, but that's tremendous. Did any of them tell you anything they were doing that they were proud of that you can share with us?
I think that mostly that they're trying to gain market share, look to diversify on products too. We heard that a lot. A lot of movement I see towards laminate flooring seems to be growing. But I think the overall concept is, you know, when the market gets tight, that consumers tend to go to brands or stores that they trust that are dominant in their marketplace or well-known or have a good reputation. That's where they're going to put their money. So I think the benefits of being an NFA and the quality of dealer that we have is where the consumer is going to shop.
So you had elections. And you've been doing this now for 2 years, and you're reelected.
I was reelected. I am extremely proud and honored to be NFA president for another term. I mean, I don't think there's any greater honor than being voted in by your peers and respected by your peers like that. So I'm excited.
Actually, you're doing so well that nobody came up to run against you, right?
They did not. It was a little bit of a surprise that the elections went that smoothly and quickly, but yes, that did happen.
Actually, everybody keeps the same job except Susan took Jason Wagner's treasurer job, right?
Yes, she did. Yep. Jason rolled off and Susan was nominated into his position from a board member at large. So she'd move into the treasurer's position, which I'm excited about. She'd do a great job.
So he termed out on it then?
He did. Yeah. He's got a lot of family commitments that he wanted to put as a priority. And he did a fantastic job as a treasurer, was a great board member. And participated, did it, you know, anytime there was something to do, he would step up and get it done or volunteer for it. So we're going to miss him in that position, but pretty sure down the road that he's going to rotate back on in some kind of capacity.
Yeah, one of the reasons you have 39 members right now is we're sad to hear that Kohl's Fine Floors shut their doors in San Diego, and so they dropped out of the group, right?
It is. We're going to miss them tremendously. They brought a lot to the group. We're always there. Was the mainstay of the meetings, and we're going to miss them, but I know that they're going to be just fine. And as far as the group is, we got a new prospect that came to the meeting that's here with us this week, and that's USA Flooring out of Raleigh, North Carolina. They got five locations. They are tremendous people. We had a good time. We went back and visited their stores and visited their locations and spent some time with them, and was really impressed with their operation and how they operate, and impressed with them as people too. So far, all the members that have spent time with them have gave the same feedback too. So I think they're going to be a fantastic fit for the group.
And I understand it's not going to be a challenge for them to qualify, right?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, I've been told that their revenue is good, so that's fantastic. One other little highlight of this meeting, it was good to see the Muds. The Muds, as you know, are, just to remind the listeners, had to leave the group when they were acquired, and they were acquired by a company that holds multiple locations, which means that they have to fall out of the group. So they're here, and it's great to be with them, right?
Yeah, I'm so proud that we were able to put that together, and they wanted to come and say hello to everybody, and it was just like old times.
Let's talk about this venue. This is nice. One of the reasons it's nice is because a lot of people in the flooring business that come to Washington, they go out to the Gaylord at National Harbor. And this, I mean, you're two blocks from the mall, so this is a good place to be, right?
It is. It is a fantastic venue. I was excited. My first time to D.C., so I've never been here before. It's been on my bucket list to come. I wish I could spend more time, but we'll come back again. Great location.
And it's kind of quiet here 2 weeks before the election, isn't it?
Yeah, we kind of figured it would. I mean, I don't think I'd want to be here 2 weeks from now or the week after the elections, but I'll take it right now. The weather's fantastic. It's beautiful. We saw a bunch of people out walking on the street. Really nice.
Looking down the road, I know you've got a fun trip planned for this time next year. The group's going to Alaska, right?
That is correct. It's going to be a long schlep to get out there, but we'll get there. We'll have fun. We'll do a great NFA meeting, and I'm ready to go.
Are you driving up there?
No, I'm not. If I was, I'd be leaving right now.
So where's the spring coming up?
Yeah, the spring is in St. Pete's, Florida at the Don Cesar Hotel. That's going to be a really neat place to stay. I went to visit it a couple years ago. It's a fantastic venue. They did have some flood damage recently, but they promised that they would be open in December, ready for business. So we'll be there.
Okay, so speed dating's tomorrow. That's the big business day for the vendors to spend time with the members. Roughly the same number of tables here?
Same number of tables, but I just walked the hall right now and I see a lot more product being shown than I have in the past years, which is a good thing.
All right, Ian, it's great to be with you. Again, been talking to Ian Newton, the president of the NFA and the general manager of Flooring 101. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.